Hi, everyone, and welcome back to More Than Milestones, where we are here for our second season. And this time we are really looking from bump to birth and beyond, and we're going to help you boot that worry, be confident, and have a blast raising your happy baby. Today, I'm so excited to introduce to you Carrie Colleen. And Carrie, thank you so much for being here today.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad to be here, Wendy. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so I've been following Carrie a little bit online, and I just love her message. It's a bit different than some of the other messages of people that I follow. And so, Carrie, can you introduce yourself to the audience and kind of give them a little bit of background, and then we can just get started on what this message is.
Sure, I'd love to. Well, thank you, everybody. So first and foremost, I am a single mom of three spirited children, ages 9, 7, and soon to be 3. And my work is to evolve parents so that they can fully embrace their children as the authentic, amazing children that they are. But also on the other end of it, my career path is also to evolve women to be extraordinary in their own right. We just ended our conversation about having fun, being joyful. And that is a lot of my work. It's really unleashing parents, moms in particular, from the stigma of being an everyday working mom or stay-at-home mom, where we can be inundated with the heaviness of the heaviness and the challenges of being a mom. But what I want to do is turn that upside down and say, when mom becomes full of life, when mom pursues her purpose, the weight is lifted, and you lift that weight off your family as well. No matter how old the kids are, there's always time to just like truly enjoy life. And that's kind of what my message is.
No, I love it. But I know one of the things that we talked about that you get into more so than so many others is there's so much great information out there, and there's a lot of bad information too, and there's a lot of wisdom out there, but a lot of it is in our head.
Yeah.
And we forget that even when we're talking about like the social emotional development of us and thus mm-hmm. our children, like we have to get out of our head and down to our heart.
Yeah.
And I know this is the heart of your message. So can you talk to people about how you do that, and how you take yourself through that, and then others as well?
Yeah, I can. Well, actually, it all started when I was pregnant with my third daughter, Anya. I had this really big wake-up call that I needed to start living a life that was much different than what I was living. I was a really, really sad mom. I was really disconnected to who I was. I was living in like this container of fear. I was afraid of my own voice. I was in an abusive relationship as a marriage. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I had to really start living my life a different way if I was going to live. Not that I was like facing death, but I truly believe that if you're still living in a place of like fear or even just sadness, or living in a relationship that's awful, if your life is not feeling like it's moving forward, then you know there's so many different things you can do. One is watching videos like this, right?
Right.
You know, fast forward to when I started to get my life back together, and I had my daughter Anya. Mm-hmm. I met a coach who was going through doing some really amazing manifestation work. Mm-hmm. And I instantly got drawn to her, and it all had to do with the spiritual science of the heart. Mm-hmm. And how the heart is actually the main source of creation. And that the infinite wisdom of the heart could create massive manifestations. And so I was reading the book, The Secret at the time, and I was learning about manifestation, how we bring our thoughts to reality through thinking.
Right.
But the piece that was missing from all of this work was that our brain was really limited in our thoughts. And our thoughts are, you know, our thoughts have different, pathways. And I'm not going to go into any of the neuroscience. I don't know any of that. But I was like, none of this is working.
Right.
So what I learned was that I learned how to use my heart as a source of creating what I consider to be my dream come true. Mm-hmm. And what that means is because I have unified the brain and the heart through energy, through a lot of energy work, a lot of practice, that now my brain doesn't have the same even configuration that it did a year ago or even a week ago or even a day ago, meaning it's always expansive and I am able to access universal wisdom that has helped me return to the person I was created to be. Now, this work is very expansive.
I was going to say, how do you even start with this?
Start with it. Bringing it back down to what it means to be a mom is that when my children, especially Anya, entered the world, she didn't get the mom who was, you know, the white knuckle mom, right? Mm-hmm. She got the mom who was centered in my heart, pursuing my life's purpose, which is literally to share this work with moms all over the world and to create communities where you return to heart-based living, but it doesn't have anything to do with the mind. It's the heart first and then the mind. And so when I learned all of this, when I discovered truly who I was, I was really excited and I left behind a life that didn't serve me anymore. And I found my tribe, right? I found my voice, I found my tribe. And so what happened was I was going through this awful divorce where I, you know, I had to kick my husband out. I left the home that we lived in. I manifested a ton of money, moved into a mansion, and started this awesome business and just never looked back on it. What that has done for my kids is I've broken, you know, essentially broken the mold in terms of what I was showing my children that a woman could do, a mom could do. Yeah. And I think about this morning and I'm like, yeah, that was a crazy morning. But what happens is we believe all of these thoughts and we keep them in our brain and that causes us to react to certain situations. And if we don't work really hard to change them, then they strengthen and they become us and that, you know, we embody them. But the way that I teach my clients is I activate their heart and we do the energy work to actually grow the, we could call it like the light or the essence that's inside of them so that it becomes them. So when you're a mom in that essence, you don't have to pull out a book or any steps or strategies or any of that stuff when your kid comes to you with a problem or even the most amazing thing is that my kids are very good at solving their own problems now because I don't pass my problems on to them. Right?
Right.
That's like kind of the whole thing. And for my littlest one, if we're talking like birth to bump, she got, you know, even less than that, you know, like if you look at it in terms of, I call myself an evolved mom, like we're all evolving.
Of course.
But, you know, we have, and it's funny, I just did an interview with another beautiful woman who you should interview, but we have the capability to raise our children so that they're totally authentic. Mm-hmm. And then we have the choice to give them imprints of what our reality was as kids. And I decided, I was like, well, my childhood kind of left me in a place where, you know, I kind of was not so happy. So that was really the emphasis and the reason why I said yes to the work that I got called forward to do. Mm-hmm. And so it's the heart first. We activate the heart. We have inner wisdom that's really, really profound, and we can create anything we want from this space. It's a miracle. It's a source of miracles. And then the brain just it kind of is like the rational part.
Right.
But if he said,
where so many people are, you know, and when people do want to go, you know, figure something out, they'll go to blogs and they'll go to, you know, books and they'll go to, you know, summits sometimes like this too. And a lot of it is tools and strategies and things. And they make a lot of sense. But then in the moment, because if you know Dan Siegel, when you flip your lid, the thinking brain is gone and you're left with the emotion part of it, which is your heart. Mm-hmm. So instead of always just having to wait for your thinking brain to come back, what if this emotional part, rather than being the fight, flight, and freeze, mm-hmm. could actually just be centered more in mm-hmm. calm and heart?
Yeah, it is. It's centered in heart. The other thing, Wendy, that's super important is it's actually centered in universal truth.
Okay.
And the universal truth is that we are all one. Like, we are all, there's really no separation between you and me as women, or you and your children. And we all have like the same needs, the same innate desires, and that is to be loved, to be accepted, to be seen, to be heard. Mm-hmm. And you know, what I think is most important coming from the place of being a mother and welcoming children into the world is that we need to see ourselves fully. Yeah. And as much as we can, and embrace all of us so that we can take on the challenges of motherhood. And this is where I lost it, was that I wasn't full enough. I didn't have the confidence enough. I didn't have the strength enough mm-hmm. to be able to handle even being a mom. But the fullness came from self-acceptance, self-love, nurturing, taking time for myself, hearing my own intuition, following my own intuition, because that's a really hard thing for moms to do because we don't trust ourselves. Mm-hmm. Society's one thing. And
no, I know. I totally hear you with all of this. And I want to, I'm sitting here just wanting to know, when you talk about awakening your heart, yes. and all of these big things, can we unwrap that a little bit about like what that really means? And I know you were called upon to do this energy work, but, and it is really big and expansive, and there's no way that we're going to be able to touch on it today in 30 minutes, of course, but just to kind of give like the baby steps to like bring people to that point where they'd be like, you know, this could be the right thing. You know, this could be a way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, what I can do is I can do a quick energy like activation, or I could just say, I could just talk about the process is that, you know, we have chakras, right? Mm-hmm. We have chakras. And so the heart chakra, or the energy of the heart, right now functions with we'll say limitations, because it just hasn't been, it's been something that's there, like it pumps blood to us. It's our, you know, it keeps us alive, but literally it is our source of life. And what, I mean, this is all new information. This is all like cutting edge, but what it really is that we can have the ability to breathe mm-hmm. and stay centered and be in peace once we learn how to do that. And I don't have time to meditate. I got up at like 5:30 this morning to do some work. My kids were up at 6, and you know, I made my kitchen still a mess, and I made 3 trips to the elementary school today to bring things that we forgot. So I don't have time to meditate, and I really never did. But what I did have time to do was to connect to the essence of who I am,
right?
And to be in, so this is, let me try to make it a little bit more watered down.
Yeah.
Is that okay? So we on the inside are energy. We are all energy, and we have this container of energy. When we don't use that energy and we use our brain, the energy shrinks and it's like, it's small. And so what I do is I help grow it so that we become it. And life is, we talked about fun, like life is easy and fun mm-hmm. and graceful. Not all the time. The amazing thing that happens in my life now is that I disconnect from any story about how life has to be a certain way.
The agenda.
And so I'm looking around my kitchen. I could give you countless of examples of how my children have self-corrected because I have disconnected from the story that they're sharing. Like so-and-so hit me, or, you know, they did this, they did that. My kids solve their own problems in that way. That's another way. Because I'm in peace and I'm not bringing my own.
You're not getting triggered and bringing
not getting triggered. Not getting triggered. What I do get is tired, right? And I do get, you know, we're at the point right now where the kids are like, Mom, you need to call care.com soon because you need help.
You need help, Mom. That's good. I'm so glad they acknowledged that.
Yeah,
you know, amazing awareness on their part.
They're so like that because they know that when Mom is like, they know that it's not normal for me to be experiencing more tiredness, or it's just because our life is growing so fast that we need to also. I'm like, I need another family member who's an adult. But so the biggest thing is that we use the brain so much, like you said in the beginning, Wendy, that we forget about the essence of who we are. And Dr. Shefali is the guru for Oprah, and she talks about the essence. The essence is energy. Mm-hmm. She talks about brain-based essence and a little bit of the energetic. But I do the growing of the essence. So what my clients... what I work with my clients on is like, your children each need a different aspect of you and their parenting. You have to parent them completely different. Mm-hmm. I can energetically read exactly how parents and children, you know, need, like what your child needs in order to thrive, and then tell you exactly what you need in order to thrive in any given moment. Like, you could tell me the situation and I would energetically read it, and I would say, well, this is what your son or daughter wants. One of my clients was telling me that she hates changing diapers for her 1-year-old and how it's just chaotic. And I said, well, it's the energy that you're bringing to it. And she's like, I know. I said, I gave her the tools. And when she's in that energy of love, she's like, he actually really calms down for me. And I said, yes, our children feel us.
They do.
They feel our presence.
Yeah.
That's like the most, we were never taught that as we could feel our parents, right?
Yeah.
And what we felt from our parents was, if we know, whatever it was. For me, it was like fear. What I shared with my kids as a young mom, fear.
Yeah.
But our kids need to feel that Mom's okay, that Mom trusts herself, that, you know, Mom's in love with herself and happy, and not all the time.
Not all the time. And they need to see that too, because if we're always putting on a happy face, even if on the inside everything's not good, the energy of not being good transcends the happy face.
It totally does. Yeah, yeah. They pick up on it, you know, they'll like be like, Mom, what's wrong?
Something's wrong.
Well, I'm tired, like I'm frustrated, and having like I liked what you talked about before our interview, Wendy, was like, we talk about being joyful, but we also have to talk about being, you know, sad, because without the sadness we actually can't experience the amazing joy and happiness. And so we must allow our children to also experience all spectrums of that. And that can be hard to see your children struggle.
Yes, but so much of the source of our stress is trying to fix problems that we should not be trying to fix.
Exactly.
And one of the things that I've experienced, you know, with my older daughter, you know, before I kind of had a lot of the parenting tools and strategies and heart that I do now, is that I was always trying to help her be better and help her, you know, not that she wasn't good enough, but just that if you do it well, it's more fun. That was my, like, if you're good at something, it's fun. So let's help you get good at it. But what ended up happening is over time, she started to doubt herself a bit. She started to think, I'm not good enough for you. You know, and it's not that any of these conversations obviously never took place, but the way she was interpreting my energy of trying to help her be better was, I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
How gross. Yeah. Right? How gross is that? So obviously, once I figured that one out, I made lots of progress with her, and we have an amazing relationship. And this is where, you know, I get to, you know, let myself be okay with being wrong and not perfect and making mistakes and being able to go back and say, wow, you know what, I did that wrong, and let's reconnect and figure this out. Because just because I'm your mom does not mean I know all the answers. I am flying blind, just like you're flying blind being my first child.
I've got to tell you, like, I think that the first children, they are the brave ones.
I'm first.
And honestly, I think there's a reason why our children choose us and their birth order and things like that. Those first children, they are definitely like, they sign up for like the unknown. The middle children, they get to be like, oh, so that's what I'm in for. And they choose a different way a lot of the time, right?
A lot of the times. Polar opposite.
And yeah, so I have three. And so when my youngest, Anya, she just really has brought all of us together. Yeah. And this greater sense of love for sure. But yeah, oh, that's so funny.
I know.
It is. It's like we have this belief that we have to we do have to protect our children, right? We do have to. The reality of the world that we live in is the reality. But the truth is that we also have to allow them to be in their moments.
Oh,
and.
Yeah.
And to not convolute where they're feeling or take them out of their feelings. And that's hard to do, especially when you're in your own feelings. And what I find a lot in my household, because of the work that I'm doing with evolution, is we evolve really quick. We just went through this really big family, I would say, like, not upheaval, but like where I call it like up leveling, where we just all got pushed through a place where we were fearful and it looked different for everything. With my middle daughter, it meant that I really needed to give her very firm boundaries because she was really walking all over mom, and I'm a single mom. So it's like, this is my word, but I wasn't keeping my word, right? I wasn't holding her accountable for things. But as soon as I stepped in to do that, she responded beautifully.
Yeah.
With my oldest, it's that she's in that same, she's kind of in the same place of like, everything's hard. Mm-hmm. And so I've had with her, it's very much of, from love, the essence of me, it's helping her see what she's capable of. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't look pretty, because if you think about what happens when you have when you have something in front of you that feels hard, mm-hmm. and you don't want to do it, but you have to do it, you come up with so many different ways to put it off, or you got this inner thing, and I'm helping her push past that. Nobody helped me push past that when I was a kid. They validated. Mm-hmm. They validated it for me that, oh, this is hard, so it's always going to be hard.
Right.
But that's kind of the choice I'm not making with my daughter is,
yeah.
We're going to go through it on the other side, and you're going to grow from it.
No. And I love how you're such an incredible advocate for each one of your children separately and what they each need. And mine are the same way. They're completely, completely different. And I know I get a lot of phone calls and emails and questions from clients just, you know, talking about how on earth are we supposed to parent our different kids differently, because it's so hard. And that just goes back to the whole thing of, that's so hard. And if we keep telling ourselves this is hard, but don't get beyond the hard, just like you're talking about with your oldest daughter. If we can get beyond that story that we're telling us that it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, we can actually see the inspiration in helping someone. And then when we create safety nets for their falls, which they will fall, and that's our job to keep them safe. But a lot of times our safety nets these days, whether it's psychological or physical, they entangle them from the start.
Yeah. Oh, totally. And they limit the children. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that we could have a really long discussion about, right? There's a lot of things out there, a lot of institutions that limit children, and they claim to be the safety nets. But you know, the truth of it is that when mom is okay and not holding on to her own wounds, really, then we give our children an entirely new experience that's based on present moment. Mm-hmm. And that's truly an extraordinary existence to be able to live in. And what that truly means is I'll just give you an example. I don't have a thought to my past in particular, really. And so because of so much of our parenting draws upon our legacy of how we were parented, that, you know, however we want to view that, my parents did the best that they could, and I love my parents and we have a great relationship, but given the choice, I wouldn't bring that forward to my children, and I have chosen not to. Mm-hmm. And it's all the energetic piece that has had that, enabled that to happen.
And I find that a lot of people that I've talked to, friends, family, clients too, it's an either or. They either want to do it like their parents did or they don't. But they don't ever really go beyond, like, what does that actually look like?
Yeah, it's hard. Well, yes, Wendy, it's hard to go beyond that.
Yeah.
But to go beyond that is where the extraordinary is.
Right. And mm-hmm. And I know, like, personal growth, self-growth, it's not easy stuff. It's not easy. But it is so incredibly inspiring. And it does. It fills you up. When you go there, and it can be messy, it is messy, but it's so worth it, because what happens on the other side is a completely different realm of existence and calmness and happiness and fun that you may have been acting before, but not truly being. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I totally know. Yeah. And so the experience, just my kids the other day, I think it was Tuesday. So Monday was kind of a rough start going back to school. And then yesterday they woke up and it was like a bomb of joy went off in my home.
That's so fun.
And I was like, this is it. Like, this is the other side of what happened yesterday. It was the emotional release of whatever we were holding on to, and boom. You know, it's that we are definitely not always going to be joyful, but in order for our kids to truly thrive, and when we are joyful, we are receiving, we are receiving inspiration. We are receiving our creativity. We are in a receptive mode. And that's how, you know, that's how kids are, like, most of the time.
Yeah, well, because they live in the present. They know how to, you know, we bring words to their living in the present called mindfulness, right? Really, it's more about us being mindful because that's what they do. Mm-hmm. They don't have the brain power yet. They don't have that prefrontal cortex fully developed to tell them about past, present, future consequences, what one thing leads to another, sequencing. They don't know any of that stuff yet. They are the essence of the present. And if we can just join them in their world in the moment, oh my God, it's just, no matter what the emotion is at that moment, the connection just becomes so real and just you know, if there's one thing that I know everyone else wants out there is an incredible positive relationship with their kids for the whole life.
Yes, for sure.
You know, and it's grounded in relationship and connection. And it's not grounded in, you better do your homework, you better get in bed at 8 o'clock, you better get up and brush your teeth. You know, obviously we don't want cavities and we want to have good, healthy, you know, and yeah. So there is that part of it too. But if we just kind of remember the foundation, mm-hmm. that it's really that relationship and that connection, the other stuff comes easier.
Oh yeah, it does. And kids really respond to that because that is what they're craving for. I mean, think about it. That's what we all want out of our relationships, right? And we do. And this is one reason why my kids are like, okay, mom is like not connected to us really. And oh yeah, well, that's because she's kind of, they see it. They're like, oh yeah, she's doing like a full-time job but here's the things, my kids actually, I'm asking them to help out. They're doing it very, very willingly. And I was like, whoa, I didn't think we were here, but yeah, let's do it.
You know, and it's so funny that you say that because, you know, one of the things that we switch in our household, just simple word, we don't use the word chores. We don't do chores in our house because that's just a hard, yucky word. Like, who wants to do that? We also don't use the word hard. We use tricky. Yeah. It's more fun, you know. Oh, it's tricky. You're right, you know. So, but what we do use is we're a family. We're a team.
Yes.
We're a team. And everybody needs to pitch in. And where somebody's lacking off, you know, somebody else gets to jump in. And you know, and then bringing light to that as well. Like when someone's, you know, not contributing as much, and then another one just kind of comes in and says, oh, hey, by the way, Madeline, I picked up your socks. It's like, what, you did? Thank you. Because normally I would get, that's not mine. I don't need to pick that up. It's like, come on, guys. You know, but when we talk about and just be this team together, you know, it's funny, when we first talk about that, the first thing they do is they come to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When I start talking about we're a team, they come to me and they either give me a hug or just stand by me or whatever. And then they go off and do whatever they have to do. But it's just really interesting, that dynamic. It's not like I've told them to do something and off they go do it. It's they come to me first because they've felt that, you know, we're coming together and then we can go apart again.
Leader.
Yeah.
They know it. They know that mom's the team leader. Like, dad has his leadership role, but mom's like really the team leader.
Yeah. That's fun. So I hate to do this, but we have to wrap up. And so before we leave, I wanted to just express, you know, I know we talked about it just briefly at the beginning, that kind of beyond the heart and the connection is that, mm-hmm. and the calmness that we can bring to our kids and not getting emotionally triggered, we want to get to that next level of fun.
Yeah.
You know, how, you know, it's not just that we do it well and connected, it's that we're actually playful and mm-hmm. fun doing it. So how are some ways that you do that with your family?
Well, with my kids is we do a lot of stuff spur of the moment. And we do a lot of surprises. And if there's one thing that is tricky in our house, it's getting everybody to go on like a hike or something. Mm-hmm. They all have their stories, but I move them through the stories. I disconnect from the stories, and we get to these places where we'll go outside, we'll connect with nature, we live on the ocean, so we'll go down to the ocean. And my kids honestly have fun being with each other.
Yeah.
And I think it's extraordinary. I have fun doing the work that I do, mm-hmm. and really just being me. One of the toddler house teachers at my daughter's school, a little kid said, Anya's mom is really happy. And the teacher said that to me, and she's like, you know what? She is really happy. Like, I think it's a feeling. I think other people feel happiness, and that actually creates more happiness. And then the most fun that I have actually outside of parenting is when I get to be with the one that I love, David, my beloved, and we go back to childhood innocence. We just have, it's just such an amazing fun friend, you know, friendship that we have. So that's like my getaway fun.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got to have that too. Obviously it's not just always being a parent. So.
Right, not always being a parent, but I do, you know, what I wish I could do more of is be super engaged with my kids. And I think as we're going through this big shift that will happen because we both feel that we do kind of feel disconnected, even though we're always moving forward. So that's a great question. Thank you.
I love it. Oh, you're so welcome. It's a fun one, right? So, and then I know you have something for our audience. Do you want to tell them about it?
I do. Well, I help moms transform their everyday mom stress into their power. And so I have a 3-part video series that you can do that will take you through the transformative process to be able to take any stressor and be able to create power from it. And when you are in a place of power, you can really make much better decisions and really minimize your stress.
I love it. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you. And that link, you guys, will be right below on the speaker page. So you can just click on that and go on over to the video series. Well, Carrie, thank you again so much.
Thank you, Wendy. You're welcome.
Super fun. All right, you guys. So have an amazing day, and I will see you guys again tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
Bye.